forget about me. I'll be alone dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart. I'll put us back together at heart, baby. Don't you forget about me. Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. Absolutely great band. Brilliant, brilliant band. And love that tune. And that tune has been played specially for my next guest, which is Una Williams, is here with me today. Hi, Una.
Hi. Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good to see you again. Yeah. Now, I know Una a few years now, and I met her actually at a gig that I was at in Malahide, the four of us. And Una was there with camera and was taking fantastic photos of that night. And I'm now delighted. I couldn't believe it when I saw the post that you'd put up about your photography exhibition that you've, you know, all these years of work has culminated in this night in the Inspire Gallery, which is happening Thursday, the 17th of October. But we'll go more into that first. What I thought when I first saw the post, I was like, wow, a lifetime of photographs. And nobody would really have that sort of a memory of their life. We all have some photographs of growing up and whatever, but you have a whole lifetime of work and a lifetime of memories through these photographs. It must have been, you know, getting to this stage and then picking the photographs. How was that? That must have been a really awesome task.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah. Like, there was some particular photographs I was like, oh my God, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack, you know, there's so many. And then to pick X amount for the exhibition as well was difficult. You know, so, but it's been a journey doing it, and it's been a very emotional journey actually, because when I started on it, I've had people at me for years to do an exhibition of my early work, and so I thought, yeah, I'll do that, and thinking that would be it, you know, I'll just do it and that's it. And but then when you start and you go sifting through old photographs, it brings up a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
It brings up a lot of memories. It brings up a lot of people that you haven't seen maybe for a number of years as well. So so yeah, it's been hard. I'm over the worst of it now because we're nearly at the exhibition stage. So my emotions have calmed down again.
Yes.
Come back in their box.
But starting with that particular song, Simple Minds, because they were one of the first bands that you got to photograph.
Yeah, it was Rory Gallagher, Gary Moore, and then Simple Minds. But it was Simple Minds. And I love Rory Gallagher and Gary Moore. Don't get me wrong, they're brilliant, absolutely incredible artists. But there was something about Simple Minds that just blew me away. Yeah. And it was just that thing where the curtains went up and the curtains went back, the lights went up, and I was in awe of the presence on stage, the music, the, you know, the boom, boom out. It was just lovely. It was just the most, it was a moment I've never forgotten in my life.
And what gig was this? Was this the Croke Park gig or?
No, it was before that. It was in the 80s. It was in the SFX, which is now closed.
SFX,
yeah, it's gone. Yes. I think it's knocked down even.
Oh,
I'm
they used
sure
to have great gigs back then.
Yeah, brilliant.
And
brilliant.
How did you get started into this?
I started off as a hairdresser, and I was working in David Marshall's actually in Dawson Street, which there was a great buzz on in town at the time with fashion and fashion shows and hair shows. And a lot of the big celebrities in Ireland would have come in to get their hair done by David. And there was a great photographer he worked with called Ursula Steiger, an Austrian lady she was. And I was only about 16 or something at the time. And I remember just being fascinated by her work and the creativity of it, and wondering, how is that done? How do you do that kind of thing? And because I was a junior, you weren't given always privy to go on the sets or go on the scene sometimes. And there were so many of us as well. Everybody had to have a turn. So I just loved her work and I felt she really inspired me as well. Mm. And then I was doing a hair show for another salon and the photographer we'd hired had invited me to come down and take or have a look at the camera, you know, because I said, I'd love to know how to take just family photos even and how the camera works or operates. And because in my family, actually, when I was growing up, they were all keen photographers. Mm. My brother Kevin, who had passed away actually when he was 19, who was a great guy, he was a fantastic brother. He was forever taking photographs, and his photographs were really good. So he had left. My mom actually had given me his camera after he had passed away. It was years later. She had, you know, given me his camera. He left his camera to me, so I was delighted about that. It was only a little camera thing, but I didn't know it was probably a sign for what was to come in the future.
Yes,
maybe.
Yeah.
So Robbie Jones then was the photographer on the scene, and I went down to Robbie's and was learning how to take photographs. And then we started going out and doing some gigs, and within 4 or 5 months I was published in the Hot Press magazine, just and sending the shots in, and they liked them. So that kind of catapulted me into more and more. The more I was published, the more I wanted to do it.
Were you just taking pictures at the gig? Like, you wouldn't have been getting up as close as a photographer would get, or
initially you kind of had to work your way up, I suppose.
Often wonder, how did they get into that pit and get so close?
It was a very male dominated industry at the time as well. So, and you know, I was about 17, 18 at that stage, and people got to know me, they got familiar with me coming in, and I would sit on people's shoulders, which was hilarious when I think of it now. I was only a size 8 at the time. I was very skinny. And I'd tap them on the shoulder and say, can I sit on your shoulder? And the guys were great back then because they'd go, yeah, come on, you can, no problem. And they used to love helping you out. Eventually, I worked my way up into the pit and then backstage as well. Very quickly now. It didn't take a long time. But it was a different time as well, because it was a time when photographers were allowed to photograph the whole gig. Mm. So you were guaranteed to get the shots you needed, you know, whereas now they're just allowing you to do the first 3 songs and then you're out, which is a shame, I think, because then you have people with their phones taking dreadful photographs of them, putting them up on social media. And to me, they'd be better off not allowing that and allowing 1 or 2 good photographers or known photographers in to photograph as many songs and get the best of them.
Yeah.
You know, because I think, well, a real photographer, in my eye, will get the best shot of an artist or a singer or a musician, as opposed to a paparazzi, if you like, kind of shot of them that they just take to make money. Do you know what I mean? So if they have a photographer that they trust and respect, then it would do them better, it would serve them better to work it that way.
To get the real action shots of the gig.
It worked years ago, it worked so well, you know.
So going back then to your photographs and getting this exhibition up and running, a long process going through all these photographs. So tell us about other memories and other people you may have, you know, little stories along the way of the people you've met and the people you've photographed.
Yeah, I have a lot of great memories that I'm so grateful for and so thankful for, actually. When I look back now, you know, when you're in it at the time, you do tend to take it for granted, I suppose, because it's just, that's what I do and that's it. But looking back, and there are memories now that I really treasure, a lot of them, and the people I've met as well. And again, with doing the exhibition now, kind of hooked up with a few people that I had lost touch with over the years through doing the exhibition now. So I'm delighted. But I suppose one of the funny memories I have is when I was backstage photographing the Clash, and they thought it was funny that they pulled their trousers down, did a mooner. And I refused to take the photograph. I was disgusted. I thought, no, I'm not that type of photographer. I don't do that kind of thing. So I wouldn't take it. And so the photograph I did take is of them a couple of minutes later with cheeky grins on their faces. So it was captured, a moment that was captured really well then, yes, you know. Yeah. So it worked well, worked out well that way. But yeah, I just thought, no, that's not the type of thing I photograph I want to take.
Would have been a lovely private memory well, for you to have.
Probably would have been worth a lot of money, but it's something that I've you know, I just never went down that kind of road of as I say, making a lot of money out of that type of photograph. Yeah. It's just not my thing.
I'm sure years later they would have been delighted to see their little perk bums to be reminded of that.
That's true.
But also now, when I saw the original poster or whatever up for the exhibition that you're having now in Inspire Gallery, it was a picture you had with B.B. King, was the lovely picture that you had.
Yes.
Amazing guy. Yeah. And you seem to have got up quite close and personal.
I did. I met him backstage as well. He was lovely. And it was another wonderful moment in my career as a photographer, because again, I was quite young. So at the end of his concert, he actually bent down and handed me, bowed down to me actually, and handed me his plectrum for his guitar, and everybody around was like, wow, you know, and I was like, oh my god, this is I just thought it was such a lovely gesture. But again, it's years later you kind of say, god, you know, that was really special that B.B. King did that, you know. And he was a gentleman anyway backstage. He was very nice, very polite, and very friendly as well. He's lovely, lovely guy. Yeah.
So what can people then expect to see at the gallery then? You've had to pick just so many, a number of memories through your life, because you've been how many years doing this now? Nearly 30?
I did it for a few years in the 80s, and I did it for and then my health got very bad, and then I did it for a few years in the 90s. Then my health got really bad again.
Yes. So tell us about then your health. You've been suffering with fibromyalgia.
Yes, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia a number of years ago, and it's just played havoc on my career. And, you know, you'd be okay for a few months maybe, and then you'd be bang, you'd be out again, and you'd be just chronic inflammation, chronic pain, chronic fatigue, chronic brain fog. The cognitive part used to really upset me because my memory was so bad, and things like that.
And I'd no idea that it affects people in that way.
Oh, the brain fog and the chronic, the fatigue, the tiredness was just unbearable at times, you know. And I should have said in the 80s, actually, I had a baby. I wasn't sick. I had a baby. I was actually fine. So I spent a few years wearing her. And before I went back to photography in the 90s. And when I was very sick, I just about managed to run the house, like with the kids, because I have five children.
Five
grandchildren now as well. My eldest daughter has five children.
That's busy enough on its own without having a debilitating illness and then trying to hold a career as well,
to manage everything. Wow. And only for some close friends and family were very supportive actually through that journey of such chronic unwellness, really. So this time, from doing my own research into food, into nutrition in particular, I have been almost a year now kind of with great relief from the symptoms of fibromyalgia. I'm able to operate. I'm able to function. My memory's back. My cognitive strength is back. It's just incredible, just from changing the food I eat.
Wow.
Yeah, just from changing it. And I've actually gone back to college, or gone to college to study nutrition.
Right.
So that I can help other people with fibromyalgia. To let them know that you won't be stuck like this forever, like I thought I was. This was it for me for the rest of my life. That you can get well. You do have to work a bit hard at it. You do have not work hard. It's, I always believe with any great success there is sacrifice. So there are certain foods you have to sacrifice in order to get well. And that part of it is a little bit difficult. But once you get around it, it's fine, you know.
Yeah.
I still have to monitor and watch what I eat because I will get flare-ups if I fall off the wagon, if you like.
Yeah.
And a lot of people with autoimmune disorders, from what I've learned, do have food allergies or food intolerances more than allergies.
We'll have to have you on again. We'll have you on.
I'd love to
the
talk
Lifeline,
about it.
Yeah, great. Debbie and the crew, Debbie McMahon, she's the head of the Lifeline crew, and that's all health matters. So we'll have to have you on again and you can talk more in detail about this. But the fact now, this is another extra little string to your bow. You're now in college studying while trying to get this exhibition together. And a family. I mean, just before we came on air here, your son was ringing you there, wants you to bring him somewhere or do something. So still the family matters, your health, the college, and getting this exhibition. So tell us more about this exhibition, because it's going to be happening where and when. And
it's happening on the 17th, Thursday the 17th of October,
right,
in Inspire Gallery.
Do people need tickets or what way?
No, it's free in and they just arrive. It's on between 6 and 9 on Thursday, right, so they can just arrive up.
And the Inspire Gallery, where's that? Gardner Street.
It's Lower Gardner Street. I think it's 53 Lower Gardner Street. But if people Google it, they'll see the address on Google, and it's easy to find. And I had said before as well, it's easy to get into if you want to get the dart in. It's only about a 5 or 10 minute walk from the dart from Conley Station, and so you can leave your car at home and enjoy, because there's lovely Prosecco on arrival and some wine on arrival.
Very
as
nice.
Well, complimentary.
Great. I will try to get in, so
yes, I would love to see you there.
So what other artists was it always gigs that you did?
Back in that time I did mostly concerts and worked in the music industry, and that was the thing I loved doing most. And then I suppose then I went back to photography as a career about 10 years ago, and spent quite a number of years, because I went from the darkroom era to digital overnight. So it was a big shock to I didn't even know what a JPEG was. I thought it was just a matter of taking photographs, uploading them and sending them off. But you have to, I was working, doing bits and pieces for the Gazette newspapers and different magazines. So I thought that you just, you know, it was easy enough. But then you have to learn file sizes and DPI and all this kind of thing. So I did. I mean, I couldn't go to college because the kids were quite young at the time, and I studied at home and I learned Photoshop and I learned all about digital photography. I'd stay up till 2 a.m. studying it, because it kind of reawakened my passion, I suppose, for photography. So, you know, so when you love what you do, it just comes easier to you in that respect. And so now I've been doing a bit of everything. I was doing some weddings. I was flown over to Florida to do a wedding there, which was a great perks of the job.
Yes.
That was wonderful. And Portugal was another lovely wedding I did, actually, which it was beautiful.
And did you do one? There was a girl, was it a few years ago, Medjugorje? You had some beautiful pictures. Was the girl from Medjugorje or?
Yes, actually, Visca, one of the visionaries from Medjugorje, who was over, and I have a great love of Medjugorje myself.
Yes,
I've
yes.
been going there for many years, which has been a great help in my journey of climbing the mountain in life with all the challenges I've come across.
That was your way of releasing.
Absolutely. The peace I got from being over there was always incredible. And I still go. Mm. I just absolutely love it. It's a piece of heaven on earth for me. But Visca came to Ireland, and I think she was here a couple of times, but she was on the Late Late Show, which I was in the audience for that, which was great. And then she was in the RDS, so I got to take photographs of her. And I had met her quite a few times over the years. She's one of my favourite visionaries over there. Well, they're all beautiful, actually. A lot of the digital photography now, a lot of the creativity happens in Photoshop. So you have your lens will only take a certain amount of the picture. So I would add extra sky to it, maybe, or, you know, kind of make the field look bigger and of course, enhance the colours and things like that, which is I just love doing. I love working with Photoshop because the creativity is endless with it
yes,
as well. You
yes,
know,
that's true. Yeah,
and digital photography. So yeah, it's great. Mm. Yeah.
So what else can we expect then at Inspire on Thursday?
Oh well, mostly black and whites, but there are a few surprise colour slides which I came across, and which I had. There was one in particular I'd forgotten, which I was like, oh my god, the photographs I did of the Bee Gees. And the only thing is, I can't remember where. I think, as far as I know, it was in the RDS. And I remember most of the gigs I did, but it was in the RDS. It was outdoors anyway. And so I was surprised. I was surprised to see those colour slides. So we're going to do, as far as I know, a slide projector of some of the colour slides.
Lovely.
And I think I have some of Cher in that as well.
Wow.
A few other artists, but another few photographs which aren't in the exhibition actually were of Mother Teresa, which I had the joy of photographing when she was in Ireland, and that was lovely, a lovely experience too.
So that's
but
totally
apart from that, it'll be
all then.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, that's totally different from
but,
the rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah, but it's
and
great.
And were all the Bee Gees together at that stage? The
yes. Oh, no, people. The younger brother I think was gone. So yeah, it was just.
The three guys.
So very
nice.
It was good.
And of course, you've our own U2.
Yeah, I did the Edge's 30th birthday party. That was a wonderful experience.
Was it?
That was. Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And again, you know, they were great bunch of people. Very good at making you feel welcome, and you know.
And you would just let go. You could go around and take photographs of anyone that was there. So.
Anybody that was there, and there was a lot of big names there.
I'd say so. Yeah.
And it was a great evening, and it's lovely to be trusted by somebody in that position because and that would be a very important thing to me, a very big thing to me, that if I'm trusted by somebody, that I don't betray that trust by you know, selling off photographs that they may not want to have published and things like that. So, and I think a lot of photographers forget that nowadays. They just want to make not a lot, some.
Yeah,
they want
yeah.
to make a few quid. So I've always tried to, because when you're doing something as a passion, it's not about the money as such. It's about who you meet. It's about the people. It's about the photographs, and again, it's about the creativity, of course. Mm. You know, and that's what kind of. Makes me tick, if you like, in life.
Yes, you want to show that off in the best way you can.
Yeah, it just expresses who I am, or, you know, inside, I think, as well, to a certain extent. You know?
Yeah. But it's nice to think that you were brought in and trusted by so many of these big names that we look at now. And, of course, they were just, you know, just buddies, just, get Una in.
Yeah.
Give Una a call. You know, it's brilliant. Yeah. I'm sure it was amazing going through the photographs and quite an emotional journey to get
it did.
You
I
here.
Actually did cry the first week.
Yeah.
And I rang my friend, my mentor, the artist Chris O'Hara. He was, he's been encouraging me to do this, you know, and I rang him in floods of tears. I was like, why have you been telling me to do this? This is too much. And he was like, you can do this. You can do it. And he was right. I mean, it was good, because it was good to get all that out. Anyways, probably some of it tucked away in there for too long, as well. So, and then there was the joyous part of reconnecting with people that I'd lost touch with through it as well. So, so it's good.
Oh, it'd be lovely to see all those photographs and especially the black and white, and going back to the dark room.
Yeah, actually, there's a couple of nice ones of Phil Lynott, and then Aslan as well. I found some of Aslan Christie when he was very young.
Oh, wasn't he gorgeous?
He was absolutely. They all were.
Yeah.
And so that was another interesting one as well. Mm. And so there'd be a few Irish artists in it as well. And there is that many photographs that there could be another exhibition next year, or there could be one that I will just do where I'll feature only Irish artists as well, you know, because it was like Stockton's Wing and Moving Hearts and Flo McSweeney and Leslie Dowd all in Two and Nua. They were fantastic.
It was
they
fantastic were phenomenal. Times,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah, very exciting times, all right.
So it's amazing to think I was at all of these gigs and you were somewhere up the front.
Sitting on somebody's shoulders maybe, or in the pit.
Taking the photos. Brilliant. We were back with our little snaps. Remember the things that you used to have that they kind of they did automatic.
The Instacams,
Instacams, yeah, the Polaroids or whatever.
Yeah, Polaroid cameras, that's it. Yeah, yeah. They were great fun.
Compared to now, it's Instagram and it's just all up on the internet straight away.
Yeah.
But I think, so at this stage in my life, I'm not too fond of that. I have to edit my photographs before any of the family put them up. you go, no, I've loads of wrinkles there, and take that out.
There's so many apps now, though, that and filters that people can use. But the thing I find kind of sad in a way is when I see them really kind of filtering their children in photographs, you know, and then you can barely, like, let them be children. Children have beautiful skin anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no need to put any filter on a child, I don't think. I mean, very slight. I mean, with my own work, yes, I would polish them a slight bit, but I try and keep it as natural as possible. Mm. I mean, I learned the hard way because I did overdo it a couple of times on a couple of photographs. And I was like, oh no, okay, that doesn't look right.
Doesn't look right. I've taken half their chin away.
But people don't realise, like, it's one thing doing filters on yourself or as an adult, but on a child, you know, it's giving them a false idea of what they look like as well, in reality. So, and it's also to allow them be children and allow them to enjoy who they are without having to be kind of airbrushed out of it, you know. Yeah. So I think that's an important one.
Yeah.
By the way, I forgot to mention Def Leppard.
Oh, wow.
Because I worked with them when they lived in Ireland in the 80s, in 1984, actually, and they were fantastic, and those memories as well were incredible. Mm. They were a great bunch of lads. They were great fun to be around and to work with. So there will be some photographs of behind the scenes with them from back there, and so I'm looking forward to people seeing them, because I've never published them, really, you know. Yeah. I think Mike Rogers has done a book called Fabulous Icons, and he did use some of the photographs in the book. But apart from that, they haven't been put out there at all. So I don't even know if the lads have seen them. I think they've seen some of them all right.
Right. And you didn't have to get in touch with everybody now before you put these photographs up, did you?
No, I have copyright to the photographs. But out of respect for some of the artists who had trusted me, I did contact them to say, can I have your blessing on particular photographs that would be behind the scenes or private? You know, I wouldn't put them out unless I had their blessing. Mm. And
for instance, the birthday party, as you spoke about. Yeah, the Edge is
30th. Yeah, there's a couple of those shots. So I'm actually waiting to hear back from them at the moment. So because, you know, I won't put them out if they're not happy about it. So, and I have no problem with that. Absolutely. Yes. And I would completely understand, you know, but for me, it would be great, great joy to be able to show them. But because they're fun and they're lovely photos of them.
Yeah, and it shows a more personal aspect.
Yeah, it's in a lovely light, actually. Yeah, yeah. So we'll wait and see what happens there. But apart from that, there's many other photographs to see as well, which people can enjoy. And I think there's over 100 in the gallery. I'm not sure.
Wow.
In this gallery. And some of them, a lot of them are live shots, and then a lot of them are social backstage or whatever as well. So it should be fun.
Excellent. Yeah. So looking forward to it. So thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for
having me.
I know
you are so, so busy with the run up.
Get the bike fixed now. And then I have to send photographs off to get large prints done for Thursday as well.
And then still in college. Are you in college?
I'm in college all week. Yeah, I have to take Wednesday off because I have to be in the gallery, and I might be lucky to get Thursday as well. So it'll be a major catch up next week on any work I've missed. I'm absolutely loving college. They're great guys in college as well.
Did you just start this now, this September?
Yes, I did just a few weeks ago to learn about nutrition. And the guys in the class are fantastic in Kilbarrick and Clostadoulic, and the teachers and tutors are brilliant as well. Yeah. So I want to give them all a big shout out.
Big
hi to them all. because they're just making, again, that the journey in college, because it's new to a lot of us in there, but they're just making it that bit more enjoyable and easy as well. So
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about your exhibition. I'm delighted that this has come about for you, and with all your hard work, I'm just thrilled for you that it's come to this. And good luck on Thursday. Hope
Thanks,
all goes
Adrian,
well.
Thanks, Adrian, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Yes,
night.
Hopefully.
And everybody is welcome, of course. So yes. I'm hoping to have a good support, and so far I've had a great support. So
yeah,
I'm really grateful for that.
Great. So pop in if you like, in Inspire Gallery on Gardner Street, Lower Gardner Street there. Check it out this Thursday.